Set Free Ministry team and its international ministry partners welcomes you to another edition of The Journey. Whether working in some little jungle village in South Asia or the mean city streets in South America, the Set Free team faithfully brings the message of Jesus to those in need, building churches, training pastors, working with international leaders, and securing our religious freedoms. Set Free touches others for Jesus. Whether using old-fashioned evangelistic crusades or even the newer mediums of television and the internet, we bring the message of the kingdom of heaven to those around us. And now our hosts, Dr. Dale and Terry Climie.
We're continuing in our study of Job. We're winding down. For weeks and weeks and weeks, we have been studying the combined lack of knowledge that men have been able to provide. As everybody has tried to figure out the why. Why is Job in this situation? And of course, as we have said before, Job's friends have determined that the reason that he's in this situation is because he's obviously such a terrible, terrible sinner. A secret sinner, but still a terrible, terrible sinner. And as I have told you that, Terry and I have been in churches like that, where if there is any problem in your life, it is immediately assumed that you have secret sin. And, you know, it's unfortunate, and that's a warning to all of us. It's unfortunate that when we find ourselves oppressed and not knowing what's going on and really needing the prayers and the support of our loved ones, it's unfortunate that so many times it's the ones closest to us, the ones who should be uplifting us, that turn against us and begin accusing us and telling us how much terrible sin we have in our lives. And as I told you, Terry and I, we reconfessed every sin that we had ever committed, and even got to the point where we were making up sins to confess, because we were afraid that perhaps, I was a serial child murderer or something, and I just don't remember. And so let's go ahead and confess that to the Lord. And as I look back on those times in our lives, just terrible, terrible times where everyone seemed to have turned against us, especially those that should have been there for us, our brothers and sisters in Christ. And just a terrible thing for us to get caught up in. And so let's remember, as we see what is happening in the book of Job, that sometimes things are going on that God does not feel obligated to explain to us. Amen? Sometimes the word says, "In all things give thanks." In all things we look to God, and in all things we thank Him, because we have to know, folks, we need to know, when we're going through difficult times, when we're going through the loss of a loved one, when we're going through sickness, when we're going through financial difficulty, we have to know that at the end of the day, our God still loves us. And our God is able. And we may not understand why He does the things that He does, but we just have to rest in His love. Amen? Amen. And so things may get dim for us. Some things might get we might get very anxious over some of the occurrences that will come up in 2014. But during those times, let's not be driven to these extremes of, well, there must be sin or there must be punishment. How about our God is still in control? Amen? Now, there was a movie several years ago called Bruce Almighty. How many saw that movie? Bruce Almighty. Jesse's favorite movie. Okay. And in Bruce Almighty, there's a young man that's going through some difficult times, and he has determined that if he were God, he would do things differently. And so he starts kind of boasting that He would really change things up if he were God. And it almost reminds me of the attitude that Job had. Because Job is getting really self-righteous here, and in his response to everything that's going on around him, and so here is Bruce, and he gets an opportunity that, of course, I hope and pray would never ever happen, where God appears to him and says, "Okay, Bruce, old buddy, I've wanted to take a vacation for many millennia now, and do some fly fishing, and so I'm going to leave it all with you." And so Bruce, on his first night of being God, decides, "Well, you know, I want to impress my girlfriend. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring this moon in just a little bit closer. So when she looks out the window, she's just impressed with how beautiful and how big the moon is." And so with all the powers of deity, Bruce lassoes the moon and draws it in. And of course, his girlfriend is impressed, and the night continues. The next morning, as they're watching the news, they see all the catastrophe that has occurred around the world because of the high tides and tsunamis and everything else that has gone on, because Bruce was only concerned with impressing his girlfriend and was not even cognizant of all the ramifications of his actions. And then a couple days later, he starts hearing voices in his head. And these voices are asking for things, and he can't get these voices out of his head. And so God appears and tells him, "Well, those are prayers. Those are people praying." And he says, "You have to put up with all of this all at the same time?" And God says, "No, those are just the people from this little 10 square block area. That's not everybody in the whole world." And so Bruce then decides he has to deal with all of these prayer requests. And he sees that there are just so many of them that the best way for him is just say yes. And so all of those that were praying to win the lottery, they won the lottery. And they shared $2.97 or whatever it was, because everybody won the lottery. Everybody who was asking for whatever, he just answered yes to, and soon there are riots in the street. And the reason that I'm relating this story to you is because no man has the wisdom to understand the consequences of every action. But we need to know that the words that we say, the things that we do, not only have immediate consequences, not only have consequences 1 or 2 weeks down the road, but the things that we do and the things that we say have eternal consequences. And the one time that we decide to lose our temper is going to affect whether or not that grandchild or great-grandchild even comes to Jesus. The things we say and the things we do have eternal consequences, and we could never have the intellectual capability to be able to understand all of these consequences. And so God appears to Job in our story here, beginning at Job chapter 38. And God begins to show Job just how limited his knowledge is. And you can follow along as I read. "Who hath cleft a channel for the flood, or a way for the thunderbolt, to bring rain on a land without people, on a desert without a man in it?" See, Job, you don't even understand that where there are no people and nobody is even praying for rain, that I, as God, have to be able to bring the rain out there to them. You haven't considered this. You haven't considered that when there is a cloud burst, the floods need to go somewhere. I've considered all of this. I take care of all of this, Job, to satisfy the waste in the desolate land and to make the seeds of grass to sprout. Just like our friend Bruce Almighty, was he concerned about nature? Was he concerned about even the grass sprouting? You know, the Word of God says that He knows when a sparrow falls from the sky. He has the hairs of our very head counted, and he makes each blade of grass to germinate and to sprout. Sometimes we think we've got it all. We know it all. We can do it all. And then God says, you can't even cast a shadow on who I am and what I do. Hath the rain a father? Or who hath begotten the drops of dew? Where did this come from? Who can tell me? God. Okay, Job, did you know that? No. Can you bind the chains of Pleiades or loose the cords of Orion? And I don't know if Job understood what the question was, but do you know that the constellation Pleiades is the center of the universe? That the whole universe is slowly orbiting the constellation Pleiades. We've only found that out in the past 20 or 30 years. And God is saying, Job, did you know that? Did you know that it all revolves around Pleiades? Can you lead forth a constellation in its seasons and guide the bear with her satellite or with her cubs? And it's talking about what? The Big Dipper and the Little Dipper up there. Who put those all up there, Job? Mr. Know-it-all, Mr. You've got it all figured out. Who put those constellations out there? Who set all this in motion, Job? Who makes sure that the grass sprouts, Job? It's God. Do you know the ordinances of heaven or fix their rule over the earth? And that's where we're going to leave off today. Because what God is revealing to Job is that he has it all under control. See, even up until the 1700s, mankind thought that things happened randomly. That they occurred spontaneously. They believed in spontaneous generation. They would see where you might leave some food out, and a day or two later, there might be some little flies or some little worms crawling on that food. Well, where did that come from? It came spontaneously. Man was so confused about what reality was. But you need to know that when the great thinkers, the great scientists of this world got together and they developed what we call science, that the basis of all science was based on the fact that everything is in order. That nothing happens spontaneously, that it's all put in order. And the great scientists who have discovered the very basic laws of Sir Isaac Newton, the laws of gravity, was a great believer in the Word of God. Why? Because they recognize that somebody has put all of this in order and somebody keeps it in order. That's exactly what God is saying here in the 33rd verse. Do you know the ordinances of heaven, the laws, or who fixed their rule over the earth? There are physical laws that don't change, Job. And it was only until quite recently in the 1700s that man increased in wisdom to the point where he was able to recognize these constancies, and science was born. And our knowledge began to grow. Not based on man's wisdom, based on the realization that God is not a random God. That he has his order and he keeps it in order. And that's what he is revealing to Job right here. And so I want you to realize as we begin our trek into 2014 and things happen, good things happen, not so good things happen, regrettable things happen. Whatever happens to us, we need to understand that we serve the God who loves us. And who will ultimately work the best out for us. Amen. Maybe not according to our thoughts, but according to His love and His power. I'm reminded of a time when our daughter, Elizabeth, was in the hospital and she was dying. And Terry and I were at the rescue mission. And we were taking turns sitting by her bed, and Joy would go up there and sit by the bed of little Laura. And it got so bad, her lungs were shutting down, her stomach was distended. It was the most terrible thing that a parent can go through, is to sit there and watch their child slowly slip away. And Terry and I had been up at the hospital for days, and finally we had to take a break, and Joy said, "I'll come up and I will sit with Laura." And that's great. And we left and we went home, and Joy was sitting up there and Laura just stopped breathing. And Joy's response was so calm. As she goes screaming out in the hallway, "Somebody come down here. We need somebody's help." And I want you to know that there was a man there by divine appointment, a pediatric inhalation specialist. And somebody, I mean, there aren't very many of them. He wasn't even there to see our baby. He was there to see somebody else's baby. And he walks into this room. How? By divine appointment. God had it all under control. It wouldn't have happened this way if I had my way or my say about it. But he walked into the room and he says, "This child doesn't have whatever. The treatment that you're giving her is killing her. This is what her problem is." And they changed everything up, and in 2 days our little girl was home with us. Amen? All right. I wouldn't want to go through that experience again. But it showed me that this is the God that we serve. That He will arrive on the scene at the right time with the right answer. All we have to do is have faith. Amen? Yeah. All right, praise God. Father, we thank You for Your...
Morning comes, another day. Time doesn't wait, it doesn't stay. You have a choice you must make. How will you face it all? Life just winds like a mountain road. Sometimes yes and sometimes no. Good or bad, nobody knows. Will you choose to stand or fall? And just when you choose to take it on, the waves stop and the sea goes calm. You lie down to rest your mind. Here comes the rain. Yeah, welcome to the shining.